Once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Everybody is. How you doing? Cause darling, you know that I love you true. And I'll do anything that you want me to. Confess all my sins like you want me to. But there's one thing that I give to feel.
Oh! Sinner. Are there any sinners in the audience tonight? Are there sing us here tonight?
Yeah!
That means we're gonna get along really well. It's about the sinner who climbs way back from the abyss. It's about starting your life all over again. I guess a lot of us are doing that, right? It's called After the Fall. Have you got that?
Before we
before we go any further, that was after the fall, we're going to do some more songs of the new album with my great band, The Other People, on stage. And first of all, though, I'm going to explain a bit where I come from, about myself. I was born in a welfare state, ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in grime. I've got no privacy, got no liberty, because the 20th century people took it all away from me.
Paradise gets on the ground.
the real plate session will be in the second half of the show, so reserve the plates because I want to do everything you want to hear. Within reason. Thanks. I'm going to make what they call now, I'm going to do what they call in the business, I guess, an interesting career move. It takes 1 second. Here we go. That's it. In one move, I've gone from being an angry rocker into being a serious singer-songwriter. There we go. What? Creamer. An answer, but I can't quite hear. Get a microphone. I sussed that out years ago. I said to my first agent, you know, I said, you know, do you think I'm going to get to sing? He said, yeah, but you've got to get a microphone first. That last song you heard was called 20th Century Man. It's from an album called Muswell Hillbillies, one of my personal favourites. There's another song from it now. I'm kind of proud of these songs because Muswell Hillbillies was when I really proved that I was interested in American culture. There's a big influence there. But it's notable, this next song, because I dedicated this song to my older sister, Rosie, who used to take me to the movies when I was a kid, when I was about 6 years old. She used to take me to see films, you know, about cowboys and Indians and gladiators, you know, the usual sort of gay fodder. My sister Rosie, she was 18 and I was 6, and I realised that she went to the cinema as a form of escape when she was young, because she left school at 13 like so many other women of her generation, and she really didn't have much of a future. So films to her, well, she had a great life actually, films to her were a form of escape. And there was one film in particular she really loved. It was a musical called Oklahoma. But I had to sit through it 6 times in 1 week. This is a song dedicated to Rosie from Muswell Hillbillies called Oklahoma, USA. Thank you.
Time ago, my, oh my,
they will never ever break down. Chinese thunder, rise to the highway, move like lightning. But sweet Helena Turin, praise for Johnny.
Yeah.
crack up in the ceiling, and the kitchen sink is leaking. Out of work and got no money, it's time to join the bread and honey. What are we living for? To run the apartment on the second floor. No money coming in. The rent collector's not trying to get in. We are strictly second class, and we don't understand. People are living on dead end street. People are dying on dead end street. Huh. Don't wanna die on dead end street, no. Dead end street, dead end street. On the cold and frosty morning, while my eyes stop me holding, and my feet are nearly frozen. Bottle tea and put some toast on. What are we living for? To run the apartment on the second floor. No chance to emigrate. Deep in debt, now it's much too late.
We both want to work so hard, but we can't get a chance. Everybody,
yeah! People that living on dead end street, yeah! People that dying on dead end street. One more time. Dead end street, no, no. Dead end street, dead end street. Hit your mouth and feet, dead end street. How do you feel? You okay? You alright, Mark? Give me a little solo for you.
Come on.
going to do a couple of songs from the new album now, the Other People's Lives album. I'm very pleased to have finally got this record out because it's been a very long process. It started in 1998, I did lots of demos in England and finally decided I needed to write songs about a different culture, so I came to America. But one of the songs I wrote before I left was about the neighborhood where I grew up. Now, I don't know if you have suburbs in America, you have suburbs. Anyway, this can be anybody in any community in the world, really, except the names. And you may recognize yourself or maybe some of these other people in the song. It's called Next Door Neighbor. Jones, my next door neighbor, I feel I've known you all my life. I haven't seen you for a while now. How's the family? How's that beautiful wife? I hope your dreams were not forgotten and you've become downtrodden. Get your health together, get your wealth together, get yourself together, Jones. You were my next door neighbor. Mr. Brown was so ambitious, he ran off with a Connecticut blonde. He broke the bank to keep two women, but I spent your money. He overextended, now it's all gone wrong. But now he's right back where he started, still. You should be broken hearted. We had good times together. We can still climb together. But step at a time together, Brown. The world was turned upside down. Oh yeah. Closed doors, people think that they can hide. We live and learn, we laugh and cry. Win or lose, at least we try. Ah, give it a shot. We can go miles together. Oh, my next one. Come on, another one. Another story. I wonder what became of him. They say he threw the television through the window, wouldn't watch Fox anymore. Went berserk and jacked the whole world in. Though he may have hit rock bottom, he went out with a bang. So he is not forgotten. We had our tiffs together. Rousing our wrists together, but let's plan to forgive together, Smith. You were my next door neighbor, Brown. You were my next door neighbor, Jones. You were my next door neighbor. Life goes on, it falls apart in those houses. And why is love such a only taking a shower. Still, you look for the evidence, like the smell of perfume or lipstick on my collar. You're all so suspicious, I'm terrified, made a mistake. Oh, for we are such creatures of a little faith. We are such creatures of little faith. You said love is blind, but I wish you were out of sight, out of mind. Take me out of this fight, but still I find, I still keep looking for more telltale signs. I was playing detective, thought you were fooling around. Now Mr. Mason, I'm sorry. Still I'm optimistic, I'm calming down. I'm trying to not be misled. Forgive me for what I said. Creatures of little faith. We are such creatures of little faith. Thank you. me please get to my bed. I wanna take stock, see my life in perspective. Tomorrow I'll be back in the race, still then live and let live. So let all the anger pass me by.
Yeah, the way the world. Oh.
everywhere that I go, I say, I want to make it my home. I'm just another tourist, walking round the slums with my past visa, drinking with my chummy chum chums, and everywhere I go, I want to make it my home. Everywhere I go, I take this little tape recorder. This has been all over the world with me. It's been all over the world, from Paris, Germany, Beirut, New York, Cleveland, Chicago, and to New Orleans, finally. This is where I picked up all these sound effects. Everywhere I go, actuality, and it goes like this.
Money, money, money. Yeah.
great time. And I welcome you to the great tradition of British music hall this evening. You're in the presence of Max. My name is Max. I'm Ray Davis's alter ego. I've had considerable plastic surgery to look like I couldn't manage the eyes, so I had to wear these things. But Ray has kindly let me do this song tonight because it is my tune. He wrote it especially for me. So let's hear it from me, Max. Now, I want to tell you about the decline and fall of the British culture. I'm the stand-up comic. Now, I don't mind if 50,000 yobos pick me up outside a football ground on a Saturday afternoon. I'll still come out laughing. Do you know why? I'm the lowest common denominator. You see me on television, late-night talk shows, cheap comedy. Well, this is about British yob culture. I'm the stand-up comic. Yes, I am. Shakespeare's screws of the week, and anyone who says different is a fucking antique. No coward has become very hard. The comic says bollocks, and everyone laughs, and that's that. Stop. Never was much, never has been. But the little bit that was, was all that we had. And the clown doesn't belch, we all belch back. That's that. Gentle as it becomes fancy, then we create an agriculture with a rub on his head. I know the tune, I went to guts have a fair, and I work in class here, I got into your hair. The one spoken hero from yesterday, it's out until the stage, and they all shout, where? And that's that culture. Never was much, never has been. But the little bit the was, was all that we had. Now the clown doesn't belch, we all belch back. Everyone says differentism, and that's it. Whole cow has become very hard. The comic says bollocks, and everyone laughs, and that's that. Stop, I mean, never was much, never has been. But the little bit that was all that we had. Found us a bunch, we all left back. life.
Yeah.
mean, Pretenders, I mean.
Okay,
now is your time, you travel so hard. Gone are the rubber trees in the backyard. Now you can sit and polish your car. Or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La.
You did that one.
This one I like. Life goes on, it happens every day. So appreciate what you got before you give it away. Life will hit you when you're unprepared. So be grateful and thank God for what you have done. It is such a tragedy, but that's the way it's gonna be. Life goes on and on and on. Life goes on and on.
This is the credits and the great deceased songwriter and the credits go up. No, it's like Zan Fury and his band flute.
Anymore? No more, please! Treasure Island, Long John Silver, Jim Ladd.
Well, he speaks a bit like old John Silver. But between you and I think he's more of a gym lad. He's a good lad. He's Mr. and Mrs. Baron's favourite son. Let's hear for the one and only Toby Baron on the drum. This is where it gets weird. And with keyboards on my travels across the world, continually looking for new excitement, I stumbled upon this chap in a bar, a music bar in North Sweden. He's come along this tour to join us and bringing his talents with him, considerable keyboard talents. The multi-instrumentalist here, Gunnar Frick from Gothenburg in Sweden. Gunnar Frick. Any songs, those old King's requests. Oh, some of them you didn't know, I know. Some of them I didn't even know. Can't do any songs without acknowledging the first band I was with, the King's. They're very clear about it. Particularly my brother Dave Davis. He's, Dave and I sang as a duet on an album called Lola vs. Power Man. And alas, Dave can't be here tonight, so I've recruited one of Gunnar's country women. She's come along with Gunnar to do this tour with me. She hails from Gothenburg in Sweden. Let's hear it for Karin Forsman. So we come on and sing as well, please. She does look a bit like Dave when you think about it. She's going to sing Dave's harmony part on the song I wrote for him. It's a song about really growing up and leaving home. When we left home and started touring with the Kings, Dave was 16. So it's a warning not to get too cocky. Never forget your roots. And this song is called A Long Way.
Yes, just a long way
the tune when I recorded it.
I didn't realise. Thank you, someone's playing games for me. That's really funny. I
don't think that's funny. I played this song, I wrote this song in New Orleans, first pass, no rewrites, nothing. And when I recorded the album, I realised it meant a lot to me. I grew up near a railway track, about a few feet away from it. But I could hear it in the distance anyway. And it made me think, when I got to New Orleans, that was the attraction initially. That same sound of a freight train going by reminded me of home. But there's more in this song. I'm not going to tell you about the lonesome train. It's a journey. I'm just going to sing the song. It's called The Getaway.
If I hit you on
absolute pride. I love these tunes as well. I wouldn't play them if I didn't. This is a great band, and they're going to play these songs with a lot of dedication. If you know these, please join in and sing along. They're part of my life. Hope they share some of your life too. Please enjoy. Please don't be afraid to sing. You all right upstairs?
Set me free, little girl. All you gotta do is set me free.
makes me think about when Dave and I tried to get a record deal. My brother, he was 16. My brother was 16, I was 48. A few years older, two years older. We were turned down by every record company in Britain. Even Decca Records turned us down. And they sent a rejection letter. They said the music showed promise, but the overall sound, particularly of the guitar, was very working class. I thought that would have been a plus. Nevertheless, they sent in the letter, they said, the guitar is really the problem, because they resembled, they said it sounded too earthy, too dirty for contemporary trends. They likened it to the sound of a barking dog. A mongrel in an alleyway. I literally said that. A mongrel dog. But what a dog. I can't replicate it, but it was a hell of a bark. I love that sound, that barking dog. Thank you. Thank you. It's such a beautiful color to be in there. Thank you for the days, the endless days of sacred days you gave me. Thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light, I bless the light that shines on you, believe me. Though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when I can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today could be tomorrow. The night is dark, just bring sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the day, those endless days of sacred days you gave me. Thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the night, bless the light that shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
In my case, it was called the Arrogance Ballroom.
I went back and changed one word on this this next song, and it's kind of legendary now. But I'll sing in Chicago as a tribute to Chicago. I'll play the original word. If you know the song, please join in. It's all yours. In a club down in Soho, where you drink champagne, it tastes just like a cherry cola. Fuck it. I'm gonna sing the right word. I met it in a club down in Soho, where you drink champagne, it tastes just like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name, and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. Hello, Lola. Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but once she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Lola, my Lola. Lola, Lola. I'm not the one who's most physical guy, but once you squeeze me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Lola, 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 I love Chicago. It's one of the prettiest places. Brilliant. You know, I love it so much. I was out one night. I woke up on the loop. I went around on the loop for about 2 days. And I loved it. And I went past the Blues Brothers house. I heard it on the loop. In the film. I want to do a song for you now. I won't talk anymore. Just play the song. He said, "What the fuck is that?" I said, "It's his song. It's called You Really Got Me." He said, "Teach me it." He got his guitar out. He got the barking dog out. I said, "The next bit's the same, and then the next bit goes a bit higher. Would you get up and turn on me?" He went, "Oh yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing." He said, "Where's the chorus?" I said, "David, it's coming." Studio, I'm making it a record. Dave tuned up his guitar, got out the barking dog, looked in the corner of the studio, and then turned to look at me. He had a look of madness on his face. He looked like he was going to attack me. I knew from my experience with him, this was always a good sign. Attack is a positive sign. He stared at me once before turning into the corner of that studio. Play himself and the Kinks into Rotten.